So they were very kind to me. This is my first scripture reading in public, and they only gave me two lines. So if you want to join with me, it's page 934 in your brown Bible. It's 1 Corinthians 16, verses 10 through 11. When Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is carrying on the work of the Lord, just as I am. No one, then, should treat him with contempt. Send him on his way in peace, so that he may return to me. I am expecting him along with the brothers. The word of God.
Thank you, Chip. When Meg was in high school, she played baritone sax in the high school band. And their band had a habit of playing pranks on the substitute band teachers. So whenever a substitute was coming, they would be up to mischief. And you might think that Meg would have no part of that, that she would have stood up and said, "Class, we must treat our sub with respect." I'll let you talk to her about that. But apparently there was a large window near the percussion section, and so the percussionist would reach out and get snowballs and throw them through the room. But I think the most memorable prank in the lore that she's told is one day, or maybe multiple days, a sub was in the classroom, and the class conspired together to all switch instruments. So they were all playing an instrument they didn't know how to play. And so the poor band director gets up and says, "Okay, we'll start at measure 16. 2, 3. Wah!" This cacophony erupts in the band room, and he's like, "What is going on?" I think we can all remember giving substitute teachers a hard time. Like, "Oh, they're only here for a day or two. I can goof off. I can show up late or not at all. I can check out." Or maybe you can relate more to this scenario. You go to your doctor's office. You have an appointment. But instead of your normal doctor, a physician's assistant comes in and introduces themselves. And you think, "I'm not sure I want to share everything with this person. They don't have the same training. They don't know me like my doctor knows me." Or maybe you can relate to this scenario. Your pastor is going on a sabbatical, and you have an interim pastor. Let's just say an interim pastor is coming in for 4 months, and you think, "This person doesn't know me like my pastor does. I'm not sure I like their preaching style as much. I'm not sure. I think I might just hold back and kind of get through this gap until things return to normal." Just a hypothetical situation. Well, here's my message for you this morning. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that with Pastor Jeff. You have a unique opportunity in these 4 months to learn from someone new, to receive preaching and leadership from someone with different gifts and different experience, to connect with him on a personal level. So don't waste that precious opportunity. He'll be here for 4 months pouring his heart into this ministry. He is doing the work of the Lord, just as I have been. So welcome him, listen to him, learn from him, trust him, follow him. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, which Chip read, we find a reference to a similar situation where the Apostle Paul wants to send his dear friend and protege, Timothy, to the church in Corinth. And he's concerned that Timothy won't get a very warm reception. And why is this? Well, the church in Corinth is kind of like Paul's troubled child. He had worked, he'd labored for a year and a half to preach the gospel in the city and plant a church. And now he's kind of pastoring them from afar, writing them letters, and he hears about some concerning things happening. little cliques developing among the members, some preferring certain leaders over others, a widening sort of a class gap between the rich and the poor, all these problems, strong personalities who make trouble. And he knows that Timothy is, from what we know in Scripture, perhaps a more timid, mild-mannered leader and a younger leader. So he's worried that Timothy won't get a warm reception. I like how Eugene Peterson paraphrases these verses in The Message. He says, "If Timothy shows up, take good care of him. Make him feel completely at home among you. He works so hard for the master, just as I do. Don't let anyone disparage him." Now, in our situation, it's a little different. I might be more the Timothy to Jeff's Paul. I'm the younger leader. He's the older, more seasoned leader. I've known Jeff for about 7 years when he started coming to our Tuesday pastors group in St. Albans. And over the years, I've just grown to love and respect him as a friend, as a brother in Christ, as a mentor to me. So if we have a Timothy-Paul relationship, he's the Paul and I'm the Timothy. But I think this sabbatical is coming at a good time, not just for me, but for the whole church. I've been here in September. It will be 10 years that I've been here. That's enough time for us to be pretty comfortable with each other. As Jeff said in our deacon's meeting, I'm kind of like a pair of broken-in shoes that just fit just right. And now you're getting someone who doesn't fit the same. A little disruption can be healthy. Organizations, systems kind of seek an equilibrium, and sometimes that equilibrium, that status quo, can be a bad thing. So you've heard me preach hundreds and hundreds of times. You've been with me in meetings. You've talked to me. You kind of know how I respond to things, what I would say. But now you'll have someone completely different for 4 months. 4 months is not actually that long of a time. And yet you'll have this opportunity, this kind of holy disruption that Jeff will bring. Embrace that change. He's bringing a different leadership style and skill set and gifting. He is a man of deep faith and prayer. He is kingdom-minded. He has such a heart for the Lord and for ministry. And he will connect with you in different ways than I can. He's a grandfather. He's been around the sun a few times more than I have. And maybe that will allow him to connect with some of you differently. He's a woodworker. He's a gardener. He's an outdoorsman. I'm just mentioning you these things to help you get to know him. And I'd encourage you to continue that. Make him feel at home here. More importantly, like I said, he's just a man of deep faith. He's a seasoned leader, and he will guide you well. You're in good hands for the next 4 months. One of the problems in Corinth was the church's attachment to certain personalities. Some people favored Paul. Some people favored Apollos, another apostle. Some people favored other so-called apostles or teachers. But Paul tells them, Timothy is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. It's not about me or Timothy. It's not about me, Pastor Tyler, or Pastor Jeff. It's about the work of the Lord, which all of us are doing, which the Lord himself is guiding. So Jeff is not here to babysit for 4 months or to fill a gap or to be a substitute teacher. He's here to press on with the work of the Lord. I just have this vision of returning in November and seeing new believers that have come to faith and seeing new relationships that have formed new ministries that have begun to emerge. The work of the Lord continuing and deepening and broadening in this place. I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. I'm excited about this. Jeff will be here preaching the gospel, teaching the word, helping you follow Jesus, giving you guidance. All the things I've been trying to do, but he'll come at it with a different style, a different flavor, a different set of gifts. So I'm asking you not to hold back, but to fully accept his ministry, to lean in as a church during this time, to not see this as an interruption to your regularly scheduled programming, to kind of tune out, but to press in, to push on, to do the work of the Lord together. I am going to hand my keys to Jeff. I wish I could do it actually this morning, but I still have another week to go. Just know that after July 1st, Jeff will have access to the church. It's the key with the hole in it because it's, I don't know, a holy building. I wanted to distinguish it. And my office and Sarah's office and the Jimmy Center. I've also given him the key to the wireless network and the church computer. I've given him some notes about here how things work around here. Here are the things, the keys you need to know to continue ministry here. But more importantly than these keys are the keys to your hearts, the keys to your trust, the keys to your relationships. Would you give him those keys for these 4 months? Welcome him. Yes, welcome him. Accept him. He is continuing on the work of the Lord. Amen. Father, thank you that in your word you have, there are so many different types of situations that we can find, including one that helps us today. Just as Paul commended Timothy to the church in Corinth, I pray that you would work in our church to give Jeff a warm reception, to let him be fully welcomed and trusted as a leader. Thank you for what you are going to do in our church and in me and our family in this time. And we just believe that you're bringing blessings to all of us through this unique experience. So have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.